welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with Syosset Library's Turn the Page podcast, and today we have some great guests from Syosset High School. Please introduce yourselves, and I'm going to actually ask you to introduce yourselves in alphabetical order because that makes it easier. So please introduce yourselves, and let's talk robotics.
All right. Hi, I'm Nico Caminos. I'm from Syndicate 6438, and I'm happy to be here talking about robotics.
Hello, I'm Aryan Mapani. I'm also from Team Syndicate 6438 and a junior at Syosset High School. And yeah, along with Nico, we're happy to be here.
So what team? Because this is something that's very interesting to me. So there's like several robotics teams at Syosset High School. Which team are you representing?
So something cool about, so Syosset High School has five robotics teams as of right now. It's always changing year to year. But something very special about our team is out of the five robotics teams, we have a team that's from each grade level. And then we have our team, which is the multi-grade level team. So I'm a junior, but Nico over here is a senior. And we have a mix of sophomores, juniors, and seniors all working together, which is something that it's one of the reasons I joined, just to get to work with kids from different ages.
Yeah, it really is such a fun dynamic, honestly, because as someone who joined robotics, like I really did want to have like relationships with some of the younger kids, keep in contact in years to come. And this was really the greatest opportunity to do so.
That's really cool. I actually did not realize that. So you get to choose the team that you're on, or like how does that work?
So normally what happens is if you're a freshman, you normally go onto the freshman team. And of course, there's also a sophomore, junior, senior team. So most people, they normally stick with the team that they're on. So if you're a freshman, you're normally going to stay on the same team. But after freshman year, you do have the opportunity to join our team, which is Syndicate, which is the multi-grade team. So I guess you do have a kind of a choice to move a little bit around. But if you're on a freshman team, you can't like move to like the junior team, because of course, that's just for juniors.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing. I know COVID has made things difficult, but I think I've heard that, you know, some competitions have begun again. Talk to us a little bit about what you've been, what Team Syndicate has been working on.
In regards to competitions, last year it was definitely a really big struggle. There was all virtual. It was really hard to reach out to do like community service and stuff. But this year we're definitely like back full force, because our competitions, at least for the next one, right now it's not, but it's going to be in person again. So we've been able to meet up every day and build. We've been able to do community service. We've been able to hang out as a team, which is really a big thing. I was super excited to get back to doing that. And yeah, everything's really coming together again, honestly.
So what are some unique challenges that you find, I guess, working with different grade levels? Because that's something that is, again, interesting to me, because I really was unaware that there was a team that had different grade levels. So not just challenges, I guess, advantages and challenges.
You know, you would think that there would be a problem with the different maturity levels, but we really do get along together. It kind of feels like a family. Honestly.
Yeah. And one of the craziest things was that out of last year's team, there's only three people from last year's team who are still on this year's team. The other 12 people are completely new. So every team has about like 15 people. And the other 12 people never met each other. Well, maybe they were friends, but we've never worked together as a team. But we were so quick to be able to kick it off and just work together as a team that it caught me off guard. Like I expected for us have to like work hard to work together, but instead we just somehow fit pretty well, which was, it was really nice. Yeah.
It feels like I've known these people for such a long time, but it's only been like 4 months.
that's really great. And I can't believe like we're getting close to February already, which is just crazy to think about. I mean, time goes by really, really quickly. So talk a little bit about what you've all been building.
All right. So what we built this year is we built we like to call it a tank because it does have tank treads, which are like what you would see on a normal tank, which is something very unique because normally you would have just a four-wheel robot. But this year, our challenge is that our robots have to drive over like a little bit of a bump in the middle. And the way we like to look at it is if you think about like a car and how it goes over a speed bump sometimes, after the car goes over the speed bump, the car drops down and then the second the back wheels go over. But that could be seen as problematic. But with a tank tread, you have that continuous like cycle where the entirety of the car never has to drop down, or in this case, the entirety of the robot. So we went for a tank, which is very unique. One of the first tanks to be made, I think, in Syosset. But then on the top of our robot, what we have is the goal of our game this year is we have to pick up different shape blocks or freights. So there's two shapes, cubes and spheres. Currently, we are working on a new design where we have an intake wheel, which is running vertically. It's kind of hard to explain. It's running vertically and it kind of sucks in the incoming freights. Kind of like a vacuum, I guess. Except it's not really sucking in with air, it's just sucking in with the wheels.
So have you all always been interested in robotics before you came to the teams? Because I'm always curious to hear how people come to it. Like sometimes we'll interview the teams and some people will say, well, I wasn't really interested, but my friend got me involved. And some people are like, absolutely, 100%, all I ever wanted to do was build robots.
So the way I got into robotics is I have a friend named Thomas. He's also on the team. And he basically begged me for about 2 or 3 months to come to robotics. And I told him, no, I'm busy. I can't. But I showed up one day and we have this thing called the engineering notebook in robotics. We basically document everything we do regarding the robot and like community service and all that. And the notebooker on Syndicate had not really done anything. So he begged me to join and I joined and I got trapped into it, but then I ended up loving it.
And for me, I'd say I came in, I think 2 years ago now. Geez, that's a while ago. But yeah, 2 years ago. I originally came in because I was very interested in like learning about the building side of things, but instantly I got sucked into the other side, just like the community outreach part of it, where we're reaching out. I just love working with like the kids we get to teach and all of that type of stuff. I also, of course, help Nico out with a logbook and stuff like that.
So wait a second. So for Nico, it sounds like people were like, oh, I need a notebooker. and you were charmed into coming in and you enjoyed it. But they also, you know, you also ended up with that part of it. And for Arian, so you really like the community service. Could you talk a little bit about what kind of community service you all do?
Yeah, so it varies for different teams, but some of the things that we did this year was before Christmas break, we created a lot of different gift baskets with different types of toys. Some of it was robotics related, all different types of toys. And we packed them all up and we donated, I think we got 100 gift bags and we donated them to Stony Brook's Children's Hospital, I think. Nico, correct me if I'm wrong. I think so.
That's right.
But other than that, we meet with teams to discuss how things are going this year. We had a fundraiser recently between our esports club and our robotics club where we worked together because our esports club was struggling to get a little money. So we had a fundraiser where we played a mix of Mario Kart, but also real life robot soccer. So we had robots running so that it was kind of like a tournament. So people would sign up to play in the tournament. And if they won, they got a $20 gift card. So it was a good incentive, but also half the money that we earned from that went, of course, to the esports team. And the other half we took and we donated that to, it's a nonprofit called Supplies for Success. And what they do is that the nonprofit helps give the give underprivileged students school supplies so that they can get back into school. And they really needed a lot of support this year coming back from COVID. So we thought that it would be a great opportunity for us to both help a club team, but also help just the entirety of Long Island. And in previous years, some of the outreaches that I've done, it's just like teaching kids how to program, how to build, not really building because due to COVID, of course, but online designing I've taught before and programming. a variety of different things.
So wait a second, just really quickly, there's an esports team at Syosset?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It got established around 3 years ago, and it's been growing a lot since, actually. I think we're one of the biggest clubs in the school, like 80 members.
Around. That doesn't surprise me so much. It's just sort of one of those how times have changed things.
Yeah.
From my days at Syosset High School. So what are some things that you would like to see the Team Syndicate 6438 do in the future? Are you competing or getting ready for something specific?
So yeah, our qualifying competition is actually next week. So it starts this Monday and it will go all the way to this Saturday. And we hope to, we plan on qualifying for our regional competition, which is the where we get to face, it's the final competition in Long Island. And if you do good enough at that regional competition, then you of course get to move on to the international competition, which is, I believe, in Houston this year.
Yep, so they're doing
of course, that's our end goal. We want to get to Houston, but right now, one step at a time, we just want to get to that regional competition, which we strongly believe we will get there.
Yeah, Syndicate has a really good history with competitions. I mean, the first year they formed, they got to the World Championships. So
yeah,
we really want to continue that.
We're the only team in Syosset that has gone to the World Championship. So we hope to continue that.
That's pretty great. Wow, that's really awesome. And who are some, like, do you have your advisors from the school who work with you?
So we have one really good advisor. His name is Mr. Hagen. We literally look up to him like he's probably one of my favorite teachers in Syosset High School. He's the nicest person you will ever meet, the most caring, kind person. And we're so lucky to have him as our coach.
He knows how to be a coach. He doesn't hold our hand or anything, but he doesn't also just not help us. He really strikes the balance. He likes to have fun with us. He supports us when we put on music and dance to, you know, de-stress during the competitions and stuff.
That's really awesome. Wow. Has he always, how long has he been at the school?
Actually, my first year in the high school was his first year. So that was 3 years ago, or four, actually.
That sounds like so much fun.
I guess one of the most unique parts about Syndicate is our, I would say, our team spirit. So we're kind of like a wacky bunch of kids, but in a fun way. And we make sure to always get the job done at the end of the day. But for me, at least, one of my priorities is to have a good time. Like some of the other teams in Syosset, their goal is to get to Worlds, which is completely fine. But our team, or at least, I don't want to speak for everyone because I don't know for everyone. My goal is to make sure that before we get to Worlds, we're doing it the right way. We're having a good time. One of the terms that FIRST lives by is gracious professionalism. And what that means is to make sure that while you're being a professional and while you're competing, you're also being kind and caring. You're not afraid to loan another team some parts if they need it, even though that it might better their chances to beat you. That doesn't matter. No, it's to make sure that we're working together, even though we might be on separate teams. But that doesn't only apply from Syndicate relationships to other teams. It actually just applies to how we treat each other. Like, if I'm trying to compete for some certain role, I don't care if I'd rather help Nico. This is just a completely made up example. I'd help Nico get that role if that means that I wouldn't get it. That's the whole point of the whole thing. And even as a group of people who didn't know each other 5 months ago, we work so hard, but we also have so much fun. We had a Thanksgiving party, we had a Halloween party, we go to the arcade, we go on bike rides, we do.
I mean, really, like, to add on with the fun part, really, like, everyone just knows us as the team that likes to have fun. And, you know, we walk in the morning when it's our day. For me, we write on the board, Syndicate Wednesday, everyone get ready, it's a national holiday. Other teams start following it. They know we basically have a theme song for our team too, and it's spread across the club. And, you know, it's just such a nice feeling to have such a fun presence and really just get to mess around. But we also, you know, stay serious at the same time. So
that sounds like so much fun. So one question I always ask the robotics teams are favorite fictional robot. What is yours?
I think I'd have to go with Ultron, first off, because I'm a really big Marvel fan, but also just Ultron seems like such a cool robot. Like, I just can't figure out how he works, but somehow he works, and I don't know, just Tony Stark just seems to be such a smart guy.
Well, this was super, super fun. And I wish you all the best of luck and that you just keep on having a good time, because it really just shines through when you talk about your team and what you all do together. So once again, this was Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast. Our guests today were
Aryan
and Nico
of
Team Syndicate
6438.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.